presenting Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Yes, we are, and we are in for an exciting time because we have the highly energetic, not afraid to drop the F-bombs like my boy guest, Damon Olivencia, personal development ally, you know, which he doesn't like to call it a life coach, but you know, you get my drift. Pro wrestler, motivational speaker, your YouTube channel is what, the Ninth Warrior? I forget the number.
11th Warrior.
11th, okay. Well, I knew it was a prime number. Okay, no, 9 is not a prime number. An odd number. So we got Damon Olivencia, the new math. And, of course, we have the wonderful Jennifer Doran. I love you, Jennifer. I love you, Damon. I miss you guys working together, too, under my roof.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, Damon, he's been on this show a lot of times, you know, to share his perspective as a personal development ally. And here's what he's going to talk about with, of course, Eric probably butting in from time to time. When you think about judging someone or something, it could be that you are actually insecure and not taking action on some sort of internal issues. And we all got them. Okay. We all judge, and I mean, I'm not proud of it, but yeah, sometimes I judge, and it's unfair, and not what Eric teaches me, so I'm not Jesus Christ, sorry. Anyway, so he's going to help us explore owning it, and what that really means, and how the simple realization can make the hectic, you know, chaos around us a little more peaceful, and, when most of the videos that YouTube's that my daughter does on her ChristinaBrawley.com YouTube deal, she ends up with be yourself and own it. And I just love that. Be yourself and own it. But anyway, I'm not going to take up any precious real estate in this radio show. We're going to pass it on to Eric, Jennifer, and Damon.
What's up, everyone? Just first and foremost, wanted to just say thank you for tuning in today, and just thanks for your time, and thanks for holding space for Jennifer, myself, Alisa, and Eric, and just allowing your support to once again pierce the beauty that we see around us. So it's incredibly awesome just to be here. And Eric, what's up? Jennifer, hello. Alisa, I love you.
I love you too.
So I am constantly fascinated by the human condition, and one of the things I think
I'm annoyed by it.
Me...
Go ahead.
Well, I think that's what's so cool. You know, it's like for me as a coach or a personal development ally or someone who's just assisting others in their own lives. I think one of the challenges of that is constantly evaluating yourself and looking at my own actions and understanding the line of actions that have caused me to be where I'm at today. And something that I think that has been sticking out to me a lot more recently is simply observing others who are constantly blaming everything outside of themselves, but never taking responsibility for their own actions. And I find that to be the root of most of their issues. And most people say, shit, my life is a mess. My life is in chaos right now. And they're blaming others or maybe their job or this or that.
Yeah.
And,
external factors.
And not really exactly. And it's easy to hack at the branches, but most of the time you want to hack at the root.
Ooh, I
you
love
wanna
that.
Focus
that's very profound.
Towards the middle.
Yeah.
Well, the branches are representations of expressions of yourself. This is what we've done, or this is what you might have done, or what you used to do, or what you're thinking even. And so when you are neglecting the root and hacking at the branches, you're once again looking at the external. But if we're talking internal here, if we're talking where most of our suffering comes from, it's basically because we see ourselves in others. And I think we're actually afraid of that. And then the other layer of that is we're afraid to have the conversation about that. And I think
with
that's
ourselves?
Where it's getting a little bit tricky. I think it starts with ourselves, of course. Like how many – okay, I'll challenge all of our listeners right now. How many times have you been probably being a little bit of an asshole throughout the day and you didn't want to admit it. But then when you go home that night, you lock the door, you're by yourself, and you said, ah, shit, maybe I shouldn't have. Maybe I could have cooled off today on that person, or maybe I've been a bit much here. We've all been there.
It's
all of us have been there.
Human.
And that's the cool part. I think
that we've all done that, but we can all use that as a teachable moment, you know? That's the beauty of things like that. We can use this, if we choose to help our souls evolve. Like, okay, go ahead.
Well, yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah, absolutely. It's as simple as, shit, I remember when I was a kid, I'd ask my mom for something, and I didn't get what I wanted. So what I would do is I'd probably scream at her, yell at her, half-ass cry a little bit, and then I would go upstairs and I realized I wasn't getting what I wanted. So in the midst of crying, I would suddenly just stop.
Wow, well, your mother
and
was
I remember
rock.
That. Well, I remember thinking, like, holy shit, like, am I faking this just so I can get my way? Am I manipulating a situation right now just so I can get, because I didn't get my way? Like, I realized in the midst of crying that I stopped crying. So was I really even that sad? And I think
wow,
it's very easy.
Wow, how old were you?
Probably nine.
Oh,
probably
okay,
nine.
Yeah. So you were not 27
like,
or anything. Good.
No, but I tell you what, I apply this in every – I always like to apply the idea of, like, looking at your own – self-reflecting, I should say. Self-reflecting at the end of a day. I love to self-reflect, and I like to say, okay, how could I have done this better? Or sometimes if I'm short with people and I realize I'm being short with people, in the moment, I don't know why I'm being short with them. I'm probably irritated or something else is on my mind that's bothering me, this or that. But then when I actually stop and ask myself, okay, if I'm judging – we'll go on the point of judging somebody right now. Like, oh, I hate when that person does that. Okay, we'll keep it real simple. I hate when that person does that. Then the next question that I usually ask myself is, okay, Jamin, hold up. When do you behave this way?
Ooh.
And instead of judging them, I attack the issue on myself, and I give myself the chance to think about that and work on it. Most people do that on some level, I do think. I think, though, they immediately dismiss it the moment they can.
Because
they don't want to look at it.
Oh,
Absolutely.
It's very hard to be emotionally honest with yourself. I agree, but it's such a relief when you do, man. It's such a relief.
It's profound because now you're really carving out a path for your life and understanding who you are. Most of the things that we're upset about is usually because we didn't get something we wanted.
Oh.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
I didn't get what
like
I wanted.
Everything. I mean, anything,
We say, you know, I had issues with the WWE. I made a mistake there that I didn't own that years ago. When it first happened, I said, they fucked me over. How can they fuck me over? That's the type of company they are. That's what I was thinking. And then later on, I thought about it as I gotten older from that time. And I said, hold on a second, Jamin. They didn't really fuck you over. What happened was you were a very hungry guy and you were being looked at. And you had a great opportunity, and it blew up in your face because you were impatient, actually. You were always trying to set up meetings with people. You were always
– I'm sorry. Say that again. You were – because you were what?
Because I was impatient.
Oh, okay.
I knew I was already on the verge of everything working out for me. But for some reason, whatever the reason was, maybe because I was talking to my friends, and my friends were saying oh, dude, you got to work harder, or you got to do this, or maybe I was taking too many opinions outside of myself. I'm not really sure. But looking back, what I did, though, is I rushed the process, and I got my ass bit in the process. And then I wanted to come back and blame them. They kicked me out. They kicked me out of the building. I was trying to set up a meeting, and they kicked me out of the building because they said, hey, dude, you're annoying. You're annoying this person, so you need to stop. But you know what they did that really hurt my feelings is they went and said – they said I went and followed someone in a bathroom and watched them take a piss and then started trying to have a meeting with them, which didn't happen. It's so ridiculous, and that really hurt me.
What's wrong with those minds.
But nonetheless, it's not about what they did to me. It was about how I handled the situation myself at the time. And what I wasn't willing to do was look at it and say, okay, dude, you fucked
up. It's hard.
Because and I wasn't willing to tell myself that for years. I kept blaming the company. It's as simple as that. And most of us like to blame the outside so much and never take any responsibility for our experience.
And
I think there's something to be... Yeah.
Then we get stuck.
That's
the only thing we have control over is our reaction, what we do and our reaction to what others do. That's all we have power over. So, so that takes being emotionally honest with not only yourself but others too, so that you can no longer be a victim. And I've used this analogy before, so that you can, instead of being a pawn on the chessboard of life, being pushed around by all these external factors like the WWE, you can raise above that and look at more of an observer's perspective and see what component you had to play, which is the only thing you can control. And then you can free yourself. Then you're no longer a victim. Then you're the best player that's moving your own pawns around in life.
Those who victimize are themselves victimized.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So Eric is chomping at the bit here, and I can't. I gotta jump in. So one of the things that he's saying that contributes to this is that as humans, we have a tendency to have a plan. We have a focus. We have an idea of how something is going to turn out. Anything, the relationship, the job, anything that we're dealing with. And oftentimes, people have a very difficult time letting go of the idea of what they thought was going to happen. And it gets them caught up in this kind of behavior.
So expectations.
Yes. Yes.
Always.
Expectations, for sure.
Damien, what do you do about that? You have these, thwarted expectations, these unrequited expectations. How do you handle that?
Stop fucking telling yourself you're entitled to your dreams and everything else.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's developing an attitude a little bit.
You're entitled, you had to manifest it, and you can't expect the world to manifest it for you. Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that. I'm saying what's important is to whatever it is you're working on, you don't expect that it should come out a particular way for you because this is what you've told yourself and this is the work you put in. And I think the minute you start doing that, you actually take away your power because you're assuming that the world should work by your watch because you're doing things the way that you said you wanted to do them. And because as you know, and as everybody is experiencing right now in the world, nobody's getting their way right now. Some people, gyms are closing, things are closing. You know what I mean? So you got to kind of go with what you wanted. And the reason for the panic, I believe,
opinion. The gyms are closing because I hate to listen to the sound of
right.
my panting. Go ahead. Sorry. Comic relief here.
No, I'm just saying a lot of the panic comes from people, in my opinion, thinking they're entitled to certain things sometimes, and it comes out rude. It comes out what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to be rude. I'm not because I feel like I'm being rude by saying that. There's a greediness that comes because you think it has to go the way you want it to. So if you go to the store today and there's no toilet paper, then you're mad at the world that they have your toilet paper instead of just really accepting what is. There's something about accepting what is, and there's a love in what is, and when you hold space for just what's in front of you. This is what's in front of me? Cool. I'm going to work with it the best way I can. I'm going to use it.
But still, real quick, before I forget, because I'm old, I got to jump in when I got this, like on my Teflon. Right. The human side of me, who rarely watches news anymore, sees this whole video clip of this guy with his cart filled to the brim with toilet paper, and it's like, okay, screw you. What makes you think your asshole is more important than ours? How dare you be that greedy and entitled? Anyway, so I'm not proud of that, okay? No, but it's how it is.
Eric kept saying,
yeah, go ahead.
Jamie, when you were talking, Eric kept saying, it's like sometimes people, have the expectation that life owes them something. And Eric is saying life doesn't owe us. You know, you're not, just because whatever you think that you deserve something doesn't mean you're going to get it. Life does not owe you. You're here to learn. You're here for lessons. You're here to love. But that doesn't mean you're owed something. And he said that kind of falls in line with what you were just saying.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I feel. That's all I'm saying, actually, in its essence. And Eric put it into great words. It's just life doesn't owe you that. So it's just approaching, I think for me, it's like whenever I'm reacting too heavily, good or bad, I understand it's a reflection of myself. But that's also my philosophy. So I can't assume that everybody thinks that way. But I assume I am the same as the tree. I assume I'm the same as you. For every time I see you upset or you getting upset or angry at something, I realize I have an empathy that, holy shit, I'm the same exact way. I just think what happens, though, is when you practice the thought of understanding that's who you are instead of separating it from who you are, then there's a bigger piece there and there's a larger empathy for the people outside of you because you can actually put yourself in their situation and say, okay, look, I mean, you know, we can't relate to everything, but at the end of the day, there are many things we're all very similar in. I mean, we can go down the list and we're all fucking guilty.
Yeah. But, I mean, guilty, I mean, it's not a negative thing. It's just like, you know, it's a teachable moment. You know, and you know, I know I got a long way to go because I am so guilty. Well, guilty, but I am evolving through these processes of, you know, emotional honesty. And it's probably related to the inability to not control, to let go. So maybe you could speak to that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's usually the problem on all levels, right? And here's the thing about control is we are all experiencing moments where we can wield our power in a way that works in our favor. And then all of us are experiencing moments. And so whether it's with, like, someone having a bunch of money or someone who's super poor and is good at manipulating, right? Or and everything in between. Like, we're all experiencing little archetypes and ways to express, like, what it means to be controlling. But I think what it comes down to is, like, I don't know. Once again, this is a philosophy of mine. I think you got to have a little bit of the fact that we don't know what's going on. I think when you don't know, there's a lot of opportunity for growth there versus when I know this should go this way. Because even if you do know that it should go a particular way and it's right for you and whatever, if it doesn't go that way, what happens? The minute you lose that power, it's this even bigger illusion that you have lost all complete control. And let's be honest here. What's that?
That is amazing. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I guess what I was just touching on is, let's just be honest here. We all go through moments where we lose control and whatever, but at the end of the day, how many times are you really in that rough of shape? How many times is it really that terrible and the boogeyman has come out and got you? Like, it's really not, in my opinion, and we all experience different levels of pain, but for the most part, when we get something that we don't want, it's okay. It somehow will be okay, whether you lose a job, whether it's a confusion on a relationship and you have to move forward, whether it's money. I mean, we can go on and on about all the different facets and levels of it. And, of course, I understand there's a spectrum, so I'm not just – I don't want to be too general about it, but at the same time, we all end up okay at the end of the day. And I think that's something we could focus on more as a society, that everything does work out. And
we're eternal beings. What freaking heck can happen to us that's bad? We that's it. Anyway, go ahead.
And no, that would be my statement on that because it's not. Let's not complicate this, people. Let's not complicate this. The reason why you're pissed off today or someone's pissed off today about something is because somewhere in their life, and excuse me for my profanity, you're being a piece of shit, and you need to fucking set up yourself in a different way.
Woo-hoo!
You need to change
Love
your game
it.
Plan a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't. And once again, I'm not saying you're literally a piece of shit. I'm saying you are missing the self-awareness puzzle there where you are not calling yourself out on something that you should.
Yeah.
Most people say, I'm in a terrible relationship. I'm in a horrible relationship. I don't know what to do. Okay, well, then leave. Well, I can't leave because this, this, and this. Okay, then. So you're being a piece of shit to yourself because you're not developing the courage to do it. Either that or have the conversation. And then they'll say, well, I can't have the conversation with this person because of X, Y, and Z. Okay, then. Well, both of you need to work it out in a way where it's more peaceful. Otherwise, if you're just pretending and assuming that the other person should know what you know, then now we're playing a power game that's actually an illusion.
Yeah. I will have to backtrack and say that guys, Lucas, after he lost his brother, went into a very, very dark and dangerous place. And we got Jamin to pull him out of that. And now he is, oh my God, he's a different person. He has a job he loves. People love him. I mean, it's like he's cooking us dinner right now. It's awesome. And he's cleaning out my pantry. Woohoo!
Yeah,
and,
no way.
No,
that's awesome.
To do it. So he's like, wow. Jamin, I mean, I just want to express, just to pause and express gratitude for what you've done to save my kid's life, because he was, I mean, he could have been dead, and another son, my only other son. Yeah, so thank you for that.
Lisa, it's just my pleasure to be human and just like do the thing that really means something to me. And if that's how I express myself and it helps people, then great. And I just appreciate you believing in me enough and holding space and trusting me with my process because I'm not traditional and it's a little bit different. And just you trusting my process is the best gift you can give me, because this is me living my expression and believing in myself and all that jazz. So like, just, you know, like, I love you and just thank you. And I thank you and your family for putting me in a position, even just right now. And thank Jennifer and Eric. And I thank all you guys just for putting me in a position to hold space for me and allow me to be myself and do the best I can here. So thanks.
Yeah. But the deal is, you have this gift to work with young people, especially. I mean, of course, everybody. I mean, I've gotten so many emails from mothers, especially, of course, fathers too, but mothers saying that you saved their kid's life, and you know, that's, and like you did with Lucas. I mean. So, I mean, I couldn't imagine losing another kid. It's like, that would be the end of me, really. So I want to thank you for that. And you guys, y'all need to check him out at JaminOlivencia.com. I'll put it on the YouTube when I put it up. But okay, so here's the deal I want to talk about, just real briefly. I want your opinion. You know, our country, and Canada also, is a little different in that people chose to immigrate to it. They were looking for adventure, risk, you know, avoiding persecution, et cetera. So I feel like those are people with ADHD. So we are an ADHD-rich country. And, you know, we sapped everybody, all the other countries from ADHD. So a lot of European nations are ADHD poor, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, okay? It's a cognitive style, basically. I mean, people with ADHD are hunters. The ones without are gatherers. The hunters have to be impulsive to get their prey. The hunters have to, scan their environment, and this is where I'm making my point, for their prey and all that stuff. But gatherers can, you know, sit quietly in school desks, and they do much better usually. But me as a person with ADHD, I scan my external environment, but I also scan my internal one. I'm always looking for what am I doing that needs to be better. Okay. You know, how can I look at this person, you know, in front of me and find out what this person needs to hear from me or wants me to do for me? So that's a kind of an ADHD internal reflection. And you were talking about that earlier. So I don't know if you or Eric want to say anything. You know, he had ADHD.
Well, you know, being a kid with, I had ADHD or where I have it or whatever, but I would say that it's actually a superpower. its ability to access different molds of energy very quickly. So as mad as you can be, you could probably turn it right away too, if you haven't noticed that already. And I think it's sometimes taking what we have, our nature, and using it and fine tuning that. So understanding the fact that you're a little bit all over the place, but also telling yourself simple things like, even in the midst of being all over the place, telling yourself simple things like, hey, I'm going to pay attention to all the things I'm going to be all over the place about today. Now, you may not be on all of those, but if you set your mind already, now you are on, do you understand it's kind of like a subconscious run now? Because what the beauty of ADHD is, like I said, you can access different states. The downfall is if your subconscious, your little machine in the background is running at a negative tone, you might be looking at the world in a very cynical way, which is very, it can happen. You know, some days are good, some days are bad. But I think it's all about, I don't know the exact answer to that other than my comment is like, hey, like, it's cool. Anybody that's experiencing that one way or the other, like, try to learn from the other and vice versa, because there's a lot of good information. There's a lot of ways you can use it as a weapon to navigate your life. And for the good, absolutely. Imagination is a very, very powerful tool. If you're assuming something, and I couldn't tell you how many things I used to assume because I was actually in fear of what people were going to think of me. And I would make up this assumption about people. Like, if I saw someone smarter than me, I would assume they were an asshole. Because I didn't understand them, and because I was actually afraid of them, because I was actually scared. So sometimes when we assume things, we use our imagination in a very cynical way, and in a way that can actually block you from creating more things. And that's, once again, I'm only talking from experience here. This is just me calling myself out 1,000 different times in my life. And saying, okay, dude, you got to work on this, you got to work on that. And that's a little bit all over the place too. But at the end of the day, it, for me, and I think for anybody else, it could make your life a little bit more peaceful when you look at it in a more humor type of way and not be so hard on yourself. Yeah, you know, hey, cool, I'm a little ADD, cool, but I'm going to use this as a weapon to be better. Just that statement in general is already better than saying, oh, I have ADD and I have a problem paying attention to things. If you say that,
and
you're fucked.
Is all
you've already
on my
lost.
Ass and all that. And my mom is on my ass. I mean, it's just, it's not a disorder, people. It is a cognitive style that has its own strengths, just like the gatherer's cognitive style has its own strengths. So, Eric, you want to say anything about that?
He just keeps saying these are just different types of adaptations. You know, the humans adapt to certain things. And this is just another type of adaptation. Like, you've been able to take that ADD and kind of adapt it internally. So it's what he's saying is it fires different parts of the brain. The you know, the hunter gatherer thing. Different parts of the brain are being stimulated. And that doesn't mean that you. He says you can go from being one to another in the same lifetime. You can adapt and change. Yes. And also, he was saying earlier, but I didn't get a chance to jump in, when you guys were both talking about, like, oh, you're guilty of this or guilty of that, and then you guys both were kind of stumbling with that word wasn't quite right, guilty.
Yes.
And what he was saying is those are challenges. Those are challenges.
Oh, I like that.
There we go.
God dang it, I should have pulled out my thesaurus. Oh, my God.
Well, he was saying you guys were both kind of caught up with not quite being the right word you were looking for.
Yes, you're right.
And then I
felt that. Yeah, I totally felt it. How about you, Damon?
Yeah.
You felt that?
Yeah.
I do. I agree. And I thank you, Eric, for that perspective. See, words can – that's in, this is the crazy thing. Words can also – words have power too, and they can put you in different states. So when I use the word guilty, I was like, ugh. Everyone's like, ugh. Like, we're all like, ugh. But like, but it's funny how our mind. So when you're even limited in certain ways, things come out a certain way, and there's an energetic form that comes with that. And so that I really appreciate that insight, because that made me realize, like, these are just little challenges in the game. They all represent little parts of a level.
What he's saying is guilt. Guilt kind of can equate to shame, whereas calling it a challenge, there's the underlying idea that you're working on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Powerful. Yeah, very powerful. I love that. Thank you for that. Thank you for your perspective, Eric and Jen.
Can you talk to us about what you have to offer, how people meet you, talk about your YouTube channel, anything?
Yeah, yeah, you guys, first and foremost, you can always find me on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff under Jamin Olivencia or 11th Warrior. JaminOlivencia.com is my website. My whole entire mission, guys, is to hold conversations that allow us to become more stronger. So I use it as a focusing tool to fine tune our own potency. I believe that conversation is a great weapon to kind of sharpen your blade and figure out better ways to approach the world, approach communication situations, especially if I'm working with your kids. A lot of people's challenges that I've seen in my time is that their kids are simply just afraid to connect with others. So yeah, guys, I mean, whether you're an adult aspiring to be whatever or to continue your energy in the right way, or you're someone that's in shambles, either way, I'm here to hold a conversation with you and allow us to grow as a light. It's fun.
Yeah. And you're amazing. And Jennifer, you and I are going to have a session about the coronavirus. That's going to be fun tomorrow. I got a lot of questions, guys. Don't send me any more because I don't have time for all that. But, yeah, Jennifer, you want to talk about yourself?
Psychic medium, Jennifer Doran. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, or the web under that, psychicmediumjenniferdoran.com. That's pretty much it.
Okay,
I don't know.
So
I'm a psychic
Jennifer,
medium, so.
Yeah, of course. Jennifer, yeah. Jamin, Eric, is there anything you guys need to share before we take calls from listeners?
Yes, he says, I love you, Mama, because he didn't get to say that in the beginning.
Oh, my God.
So.
Oh my God, you know it. I love you so much. Oh, I'm going to go weed out in the garden and put preen out to the pre-emergent thing after this, so hopefully it won't be too hot, but that's and work on my novel, but not until later. So, Jamin, you want to say anything else before we take callers?
No, I'm good. Let's go with the callers.
Righty, let's go take one. You know, when there's a 111, I think it's international, so I have to kind of pick them first. Hi there, how are you doing? Hello, anybody there? Hi, welcome to the show. Okay, I will try that person later because I don't know. Okay, so let's take somebody from the 516 area code. 516 area code. Hi there, how are you doing?
Hi, everybody. This is Dee.
Hi, Dee. How you doing?
I miss you. We connected last week in regards to I'm the mommy with the, unfortunately, I'm getting to see my daughter 9 hours a week.
I know.
And thank you so much. And I'm touching base to let you know that the court was postponed at least 30 days now, the court date. It was supposed to be the end of this month. So I'm looking for the opportunities in this shift because I don't like to go negative at all. I go up with it. I believe there's divine intervention happening here with this whole panic. So with that said, my question is, I'm shifting my business into virtual classes, virtual yoga, massage, doing the best I can with that. But there's a part of me that I feel like I'm missing something in order to implement in my business so that I could set the foundation to provide the financial security for my daughter and I for when I get her back full custody. Is there any way we could tap into that a little bit? If
Go
that
for
question
it.
Makes sense. Thank you.
Yeah. So what Eric is saying is that you need partnerships. It's hard to network right now because you can't really get out and meet people, but you need partnerships. You need networking is where you need to focus. And, yes, it's hard right now, but you can do that online. You really, really got to hit the social media stuff.
Like what? LinkedIn? Or I mean, give us some more specifics, Eric, on
all
how
of it.
She
LinkedIn,
should network.
Facebook, Instagram, just getting yourself out there, getting you, you've got to brand yourself is what he's saying.
So create
exactly
a brand.
So, you know,
Yeah,
you've got to create a brand. And, of course, you know, the stuff that you're doing, oh, there are a lot of people doing it, so you've got to find that thing that makes you stand out.
And
that's
what
is that?
Shifting into the prenatal and childbirth world.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes, that would be fantastic.
Oh.
Yes, like a niche. Yes, you need a niche, a focus on what you offer, but wide on where you offer it, if that makes sense.
Well,
wait,
probably
say
to
that
reach
again?
Oh,
more
yo,
around
okay.
the
so,
world.
Yeah.
So, yeah, focus on what you do, what you offer. So, yes, the prenatal, that would be a good focal point to what you offer, but you need to be, like, marketing yourself on a bigger scale, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So especially
yeah.
if you're going to be able to be doing some of this stuff virtually, then you're not limited by geographics.
Exactly.
So
it's a process. This is a process. It's not going to happen overnight, okay?
Yeah.
Of course. If I could do this diligently and it'll give me something in 3 years, I'm happy.
Oh, that's
perfect.
Pretty good.
Perfect. A three-year plan's great. Yes.
So, Jamin, do you help people with their careers like this kind of thing, or is that, or who would you recommend?
I do. I definitely help people always fine tune their blade. So, my question to you is, and I know you're coming in asking the question, but I'm going to ask you the question: what do you think? What area do you think you can develop more potently?
The consistency in my social content and posting.
That's what you do. Then that's what you do. Do you understand? Because if you can follow that internal instruction on the simplest of levels, then that internal instruction will give you the next piece that you need. To say what that is right away will be tough. And I love what Eric said about social media. That's definitely going to be that's the game today. Everything is commercialized
yeah.
on there. So that's where you're going to have to
yeah.
put your focus.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm
it's
sorry?
Definitely exhausting. As an empath, it's exhausting to be on the technologies, but I'm trying to break through that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. All right, so, Jamin, do you still, well, of course, now you're more far along, but do you still offer, a little free assessment for people on the phone? Or?
I do. Thank you, Elisa. I really appreciate you presenting my work to people. That really means a lot. Yeah, so to anybody that's listening, including the one
that's
we're on the phone with right now,
I offer
30 minutes. I offer a 30-minute assessment where we get to know each
wow.
other. And quite honestly, I always go over 30 minutes. I always really
right.
enjoy getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
I think in 30 minutes, it's really hard to get to know somebody. But within 45 minutes to an hour, I could tell you right now, we will find something, and that would be free of charge. And take the time for that. I'm good. I'm looking to just enhance your life, whoever you are. So let's, if you need an hour with me and I'm sorry, your name again, I feel like such a dick cause I don't know your
D.
name. What's your name again?
D.
My name is D.
D. All right, D. So check out D. Contact me if you want after this and we can, take some time and really, look at who you are as a human. And see what little aspects we can work on. Yes, hell yeah. Contact me at Jamin.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Jamin, J-A-M-I-N dot Olivencia, that's Olivencia at gmail.com, or you can go to my website, jaminolivencia.com, find me there. Either way, super easy to find me. If you need any help, somebody could definitely point you in the direction if you didn't get that now. So let's talk.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you guys can look at, go to YouTube and look up, just search for 11th Warrior and see how badass he is. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, you guys, this guy's a light worker, okay? I'm just saying. All right, thank you, Dee, for calling in. Keep in touch, okay?
All right, have a good evening. Talk to you later.
You too, darling, and be safe. And all of you guys, be safe. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. do not get around old or at-risk people. They need to self-quarantine. But anyway, that's the doctor and me shouting out. Anyway, so let's see who's next. Got somebody from the 323 area code. Hi there. How are you? Uh-oh. What happened? Oh, they disappeared. Oh, my God. Call dropped. Oh. All right. So, okay, we'll do the 515 area code.
Oh. Hello.
Hi.
How is everyone?
I'm doing fine. Good. You are. Are you doing fine too?
I'm doing great. I'm all prepped and prepared. I'm ready.
Good. What's your first name?
I'm sorry. I'm Lisa. I live in Colorado.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I had a very close dear. She would have been my sister-in-law. Passed away. Her name was Carrie. So if I can hear anything from her or what I need to hear the most right now.
How do you spell her name?
Her name is Carrie. We called her T.
Yeah, but how do you spell her name, Carrie?
Carrie, T-E-R-R-I.
Oh, Terry. Oh, I thought it was Carrie. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, got it.
No worries.
So as soon as you said her name, I just got this energy come over me, big smile, just charismatic energy. I don't know, just really intense. And the first thing that she says to me is, I had to go. I couldn't stay. I had to go. I couldn't stay.
Mm-hmm.
Although yeah. I will tell you, she is making me feel like she did fight to stay. Like she tried to stay. She just could not. Do you understand that?
You've got it down pat. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, was she funny? Did she have a good sense of humor? She just makes me laugh. Her energy just makes me want to like get up and do something.
Yeah, she makes, we laugh together a lot. Not even within a week ago or something, I woke up singing the song Moonshadow, and I kept, the only words I knew were Moonshadow. And then finally I turned my iPad on, and like 2 days later, and the song came on automatically, and I knew it was her.
Oh. Yeah, and I just, you know, she's okay, and she's still around, but man, she's got a lot of energy.
What's she doing?
She's doing great. She right now she's just kind of like jumping up and down, like, tell her I'm okay, tell her I'm okay, tell her I love her.
Aww.
You know, tell him I miss him and I'm looking out for him. And she likes to go in the car. She likes to, so you might sense her energy in the car.
Yeah, I take, every time I go hiking, I go into the mountains. I talk to her like she's sitting right next to me.
Aww.
Yeah, keep doing that. But she's great. She's great. And she was happy to be part of your family for the time that she was, because she's telling me that you truly made her feel like she was part of the family.
Vice versa.
Oh, my
that,
God.
That's what I always said.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
what
I always
said. What happened to her? Lisa, what happened to her?
MS. She had MS, and then it's a brain tumor, and she just went down fast.
Yeah. But she fought for a while, right?
We did fight it. Yeah. She didn't go.
Okay.
We had plans.
Yeah, but then of course, you know, she's fine now, you know.
Of course.
Happy where she is and everything. So she's good.
Absolutely. I know that, yeah. But, you know, is there any signs that she gives me or something specific when I, you know.
Probably the car. I mean, definitely in the car, right?
Right.
Or what?
Yeah, and the music, the songs. She would send butterflies or little, like, small birds, little birds. She would send those to you as well. But she's just,
yeah,
you know, she's always around, so she can always hear you. Yeah.
Oh.
I feel her all the time. Yeah, but I just,
any messages?
Any
messages for Lisa from Terry? Final messages?
Okay. Sorry, I got confused with the names. Sorry about that. Yeah, she says that you're going to need to be strong for the family. You got something going on in the family, and you're going to be the one that holds everybody together.
Oh, girl, I know, man, I know.
Yeah.
I've always
so she's got your back on that.
Oh.
You guys are awesome.
You are
that's
too.
Exactly what I, Yeah, awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. Wow, Jennifer, you're so awesome. Psychic medium, JenniferDoran.com. People, you've got to, before she's booked up
she's
for 5
best.
Years. Seriously, I mean, she's so good.
She really is. Yeah.
If you love
thank
yourself,
you will
book a session with her if you really care about yourself. All right, so we got somebody from the 734 area code. Hi there, how are you?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Chris.
Hey, Chris. How you doing? Welcome to the show again.
I have a question for Eric, and I would also like to say that Eric punked me once, and I'm a senior citizen.
Oh, my God. Sorry in advance. I'm kidding.
He doesn't discriminate against senior citizens.
Oh, that's good.
But my question is I don't make enough on Social Security to live, and I'm wondering, I took a class in hypnosis, the quantum healing hypnosis, but so far I've only had 2 clients, and it's been almost a year. And it's like, should I give this up and try something different?
He says, don't give it up. You don't have to give it up. But, yes, you do need to try something different as well to generate some more money. Because so what you have, he says, is a need. You have a need for more money. So you've got to do something that's going to generate a little bit more consistent money. But don't give that up. It's not a one or the other, okay?
Okay.
Any chance you can find a little part-time job? Yeah. It's so hard right now because, you know, this is not the time to be looking for a job, but just something like part-time, even like 10 hours a week, is there something that you could find to generate that little bit more income.
And connections
to get
maybe
you some
with
money.
Potential clients. And maybe connections with potential clients, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We definitely still want to work on the hypnosis and bringing clients in, but there does feel like a bit more of an urgency for money kind of right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So yes, stay with the hypnosis. But also check out other options, explore other options.
Just temporary little jobs, even if it's, working in a store, anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jamin, can you jump in here?
Yeah, Chris, right?
Yes.
Hey, so what are your talents?
Well, I was secretary for a long time, and
wait, you were what? You cut off. I'm sorry, baby. At least you cut off for me.
With the secretary, and then I
for
just a while. That's really slow.
And you enjoy doing the hypnosis?
I do, and I mean it's like, you know, you get excited to see, well, what are they going to say next?
What are your, do you have social media? Do you use social media
really
a lot, Chris?
I'm on Facebook. I tried to set up a Facebook page for him, and it just won't let me do it. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
If you ever need help with that.
Oh, you need to get a high schooler to help you set up a freaking page.
Yeah.
Or a 13-year-old. I don't care. I mean, you know how they are. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jamin.
Well, what I was going to say, if you need any help with that, Chris, I can certainly help you out with that. For some reason, what I'm thinking is someone in your situation, I think a Facebook Live, something where you're talking to people and telling them about your passions and what you do and constantly offering that, but also it talking about your experience here on Earth. And I just think I think people are always yearning for stories, and they're inspired by stories. And you don't know this, but you may inspire somebody enough where they're going to want to work with you. And this would take a lot more work and talking to discuss anything that's deeper than that. But I just think a Facebook Live and telling your story could really help you. I just think that's the trend that's happening today with people, and there's an opportunity in that.
Okay, so YouTube Live too, but what about maybe she could even on YouTube or Facebook Live show her giving a session for somebody? What do you think about that?
100%. As long as that person's okay with it, as long as you get to showcase what you're doing, and even creating videos, it's not income right away, but there's something about when you do it, in the doing process of things seem to end up falling on your lap. Now, it may not be in the way of doing hypnosis regularly, but it will be in the way of something else. I believe when you're constantly attacking what you do know, controlling the controllable versus the uncontrollable, there's a lot more room in space for new things to become born.
Yeah. And it's very easy to just create little tiny ebooks about hypnosis. Boom. And you put it on Amazon and you get direct deposit. Kindle, Amazon International, and regular Amazon. Boom, boom, boom. So there's all sorts of ways to have side hustles, so to speak. What do you think, Eric?
At the moment, she's overwhelmed, he said.
I know.
Are you feeling overwhelmed?
Yes, I am feeling overwhelmed. And nobody in my family will even let me talk to any other friends about doing this. And, of course, they're just really against it. And
One step at a time, one step at a time. So Jamin offered to kind of help you with stuff. Maybe take him up on that offer to set up your social media and then go one step at a time. Do your first video, maybe it's only 2 or 3 minutes. It doesn't have to be a huge thing. You just, the consistency with social media is what's important.
Yeah. All right. So that's step one. And then you can call back in later on another show and find out what step two is. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Chris, for calling in.
Thank you. And to Eric. And Eric did tell me when I had a reading that I was a starseed. And
That what?
He said
it
I was a starseed.
It does or does not make sense?
Well, it doesn't make anything easier. I feel like I don't belong here.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it gives you this sense of not belonging. I understand that. So, wait, how did he prank you?
Well, I was listening to one of the mediums talking about getting pranked. And it was like a day or two later, I went to the store and, to the grocery store. And when I came out and got in my car, my seat was so far back I couldn't reach the pedals.
Oh my God!
Oh, I just thought that's the only thing that could have happened because I have to manually reach down and push the button to move my seat back.
Oh yeah, that's
and
it.
I can do that.
The little shit.
And then there was another time when I ended up cutting my hair. And I was reading something online a couple of nights later, and I was just really, really tired. And I was reading something, it was about the origins of the Vatican. And I know that sounds weird, but it's like somebody said in my mind, you didn't do so bad on your hair.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Thank you.
I know
that's
now
cute.
How the mediums feel when they get these messages from Eric.
Yeah. Oh, I love him so much. I miss him. All right, thank you, Chris, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, my boy, my boy, my boy. All right, so we have somebody from the 787 area code. But I want to first say that, you guys, I know I sound all cheerful and stuff, and usually I'm so happy, but there's still, you know, people don't realize how deep the grief is, especially since we're twin flames, and how that brokenness is never going to go away. And I do shield you guys from it a lot because I don't want to be a wah-wah-wah Debbie Downer. And, you know, usually I'm so optimistic. I've always been, even before Eric died, you know, trying to see the best in people, the best in situations. But don't let my cheery attitude fool you into thinking I am absolutely impervious to what this tragedy has done to me and my family. I'm just saying. Anyway, so we got somebody from the 787 area code. Hi there, how are you?
Hello, Lisa. Hello, Eric. Jen.
Hi.
Hello.
First of all, thank you for everything. I've loved everything I've heard, and I follow along always. My buddy Eric, I love you, and thank you for being always with me. I feel your presence.
Aww.
Yes, absolutely.
And I have two questions for Eric. One is very important. It's about my brother. His name is William O'Neill. He's had to get back for a job. And the other is about my work.
Well, just, we only have time for one question.
I'm having a really hard
time. Also,
here.
You're breaking up a lot. You're breaking up a lot. But only have 3 minutes before we run into the other show. So really quickly, what's the first the most important question, sweetie?
Okay. It would be about my brother, William O'Neill.
Okay.
Before he gets a job, you know, how long will he be waiting? Because it's been very hard for him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so timelines are not, you know, hard and fast, but it may be another 6 months. It may be a while.
Oh, I think she got dropped for some reason.
Gone. Okay.
Eric.
Yeah, the connection was terrible.
Yeah, the connection was bad. All right, so 6 months. All right, anything you, Jamin, or Eric, or Jennifer want to add before we close out the show?
Just said I love you guys and thank you so much. And Eric says I love you to both of you.
I love you.
Well,
Jamin,
I love you too, Jen.
Oh,
thanks, Eric.
Oh, and you too. Anyway, so Jamin on Valencia.com, 11th Warrior, Sacred Medium, JenniferDoran.com. Of course, I'll put this all on the YouTube. But thank you so much for being an awesome guest, Jamin. And thank you, Jennifer, for being such a wonderful voice.
You guys are incredible. Like, just blown away by the love.
Yeah.
I love it. I feel it. You guys
me
are
too.
All incredible people. Just thanks for being in my life.
As
and
are
for
you.
For the callers, thanks for being in my life, too. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Until next Tuesday. And you guys be careful. Don't panic. Don't hoard. 90 seconds is killing me, so if you feel sick or have any symptoms, you know, don't expose yourself to anybody. And also, anybody who is an elderly person or at a risk person, please self quarantine, please. And that's all I'm going to say for now. I love you guys. See you next Tuesday.
Love you.
Bye. Love you, Eric.